So he was went home. Somebody told the lawyers that they had turned him loose. So they sent back and got him and put him in jail. And he was mad as the dickens, they said. Oh, they said he was mad as the dickens. And so the head lawyer went down to talk with him. And he talked with him. He told him he didn't know nothing about any money. He wasn't here when that was killed. And he knew nothing about the money. But Joe came to him with a hat full of money. He had a hat full of money and tried to pay him to say that he was at his house when the killing was. Yeah. And he lived just across the street, you know, from him. And he said, and I told him all the time I couldn't do it. He said, I didn't tell him that he just had me to come up and say something for him, because I knew nothing about it. I wasn't even home. And he just told him all that. And so they got ready to plead the case. Said, you ready? Said, yeah. Everybody ready? Yeah. Says, well, where's young He couldn't come. Said, didn't get him. He didn't come. Said, no, he didn't come? He hadn't been yet? Said, no. Says, Mr. Go down there and bring me up your I said, that man, there's another man, was a barber down there. He came up and came by going to his house. He lived up on the hill, too. He told, was telling Mom about it. He said, you could see that man's colors change. Oh, it changed. And said, even his lawyers, They looked like they said, well, I'm just done. They were just outdone at it. And see, he came up and he was mad because y'all came up. He was mad because they arrested him and how they had treated him about it, you know. So he started talking. And he went on to talk. He wasn't at his house when they was killed because he wasn't home when he was killed. I wasn't even in town. And he went on to tell he came down to his place and had a hat full of money and gave him a big time bought liquor and everything for him to give all the liquor he wanted to drink and everything he had down there. Mm-hmm. And so just this man said, Mr. That he just to him, my mother said he just ruined him. Said Joe just ruined. He had nothing for him to do. And nothing to do. They sent him for life.
Really?
Well, yes, but he didn't stay there for life.
Mm.
When he was there, a few years, rang about 8 or 10 years, something like that. Might have been longer, but he was there quite a while. His people was working on him all the time. And they tell me that you go down there and you get in there, you can pay the keeper, pay him, give him so much money, he turned him loose.
Hmm.
And so all at once, his brother moved away from here to sister, where did the Quitman them live? It's up above, up out from New York. The state is. He was there. His brother moved up there. His wife married another man, and the Exodus came up.